On this Monday, April 23rd, hello everyone, I'm Tom Turpeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com, and here's your sports. As has been the trend this entire school year in athletics, the Baylor Bears and the A&M Aggies are still going in different directions of success, and that played itself out this weekend on the baseball diamond as the Red Hot Bears got even hotter and got a three-game sweep of the Aggies. The Bears pushed their winning streak to 24 straight and their Big 12 record to 18-0, while the Aggies have lost five in a row and dropped from second place to third place in the Big 12. Now, yesterday in the 7-5 loss, Tyler Naquin had the bat for the Aggies, going 4-for-5. He leads the Big 12 in hitting. He was the player of the year last year. Rob says he's doing what he's supposed to do.
That's what we expect out of our best player. I mean, he had a great day today, but, you know, probably his biggest hit of all was that hustle double. I mean, from as far as an energy gatherer and lifting the dugout, I mean, that was something that was important, probably the most important thing of the day.
After losing one-run games on Friday and Saturday nights, yesterday the Aggies came back from 4-0 down in the first inning to take a 5-4 lead in the sixth. It was a brief lead as Baylor scored twice in the bottom of the sixth and got an insurance run in the seventh to win it 7-5. Rob Childress says this team will circle the wagons.
They're on their heels a little bit. I mean, it's our job as a coaching staff to keep them on their toes and know that we're with them and for them, and we're bleeding with them, and we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this, and we're still going to have a really good year.
Aggies will drop in all the polls that will be released today, possibly out of the top 10 and some. They play 3 of 4 on the road this week, going to TCU tomorrow night, and then a split series with Texas, one here Friday night, and then two in Austin. The Baylor Athletics, how good are they this year? Well, fans of football, men's and women's basketball, and now baseball have now seen 115 wins this year. That's something. A&M football team is back at work this final week of spring drills. They held a scrimmage Friday night at Kyle Field, and this Saturday we'll wrap up drills with the maroon-white game at 1 o'clock. After the scrimmage on Friday night, Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked about the quarterbacks. How'd they do?
I'm one of those, it's never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. I'll watch the video. You know, there were some interceptions that, quite frankly, were balls that should have been caught. And then we had, you know, a questionable call and a pass interference down there. Those are all kinds of things that we work through. But, you know, I'll have to watch the video. Every guy had his moments, you know, but we're still, you can still tell we're still learning what we're doing. But I think as they start to grasp everything in the offense, you know, I see certain things that, you know, checking plays, getting to some things. And without the tight ends today, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of variety in the offense. But I thought they handled it. It was obvious to me the tempo today was much better. And the quarterbacks and the centers have a lot to do with that and getting lined up. So, you know, we're making strides there.
Southeastern Commissioner Mike Sly was in town last week to participate in a symposium about athletic realignment. Before the program, he met with the media and answered questions about an array of subjects, but he wrapped it up with kudos to the conference's newest member, Texas A&M.
It's been extremely rewarding. The enthusiasm of everyone associated with Texas A&M is contagious. There are lots of things about Texas A&M that really are really quite special. You know, the traditions, the 12th man, the commitment and loyalty of students and fans as they, you know, as fans to come and stay and watch the games to the end, the on the field, pre-game, post-game. I had to learn what fish meant, but I do now. And that tradition, post-game tradition, all of that is, I think, very, very special. I said today to some administrators the idea that cheerleaders are not cheerleaders, they're yell leaders. And alumni are not alumni, you know, they're former students. All of that, I think, reflects really very, very well on the institution. And when we were looking and thinking about Texas A&M, nothing was lost on us about the fact that culturally, those traditions fit very nicely with so many of the traditions we have. And the passion and loyalty that your fans have here really fit very, very nicely with the same kind of passion and loyalty we have.
Finally, that Aggie Invitational Golf Tournament at Traditions enjoyed beautiful weather, and the Aggie men finished tied with Texas for second behind Oregon when it was all done. Aggies and the Horns both shot 40 over par. Oregon was 11 shots better. A&M's Jeff Shaw finished 7th at 5 over par. And that's your sports, everybody. Thank you all today for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.